Objective. Ego strength indicates an individual's capacity to endure stress without experiencing crippling anxiety and is related to a sense of competence and self-sufficiency in personal and social domains. Therefore, the aim of the present study was to investigate the effectiveness of therapy based on the integrated self-analytic approach on psychological capital, psychological well-being, ego strength, and emotion regulation difficulties in individuals suffering from COVID-19 grief syndrome. Methods and materials. The present research method was quasi-experimental, employing a pre-test post-test control group design with a 2-month follow-up. The statistical population consisted of individuals with COVID-19 grief syndrome in ISFN during the second half of 2022. Using a purposive sampling method, 30 eligible individuals were selected and randomly assigned equally to experimental and control groups. The experimental group received the integrated self-analytic approach therapy and the acceptance and commitment therapy, while the control group did not receive any intervention. Data collection tools included the Bart and Scott Grief Experience Questionnaire, the Garnefsky and Krarige Emotion Regulation Scale, and the Ego Strength Scale. Descriptive statistics and inferential statistics were used for data analysis. SPSS26 software was used for conducting the statistical tests. Findings: the calculated F value for the between group factor was significant at the 0.05 level. Consequently, there was a significant difference between the mean pre-test, post-test, and follow-up scores of psychological capital in the experimental and control groups. Bonferroni post-hoc test results also indicated a significant difference between pre-test and post-test, and pre-test and follow-up scores of ego strength and emotion regulation difficulties in both experimental groups. However, the post-hoc test results showed no significant difference between post-test and follow-up scores of the study variables. The Tukey post-hoc test also indicated no significant difference in the effectiveness of these two approaches. Conclusion: the results demonstrated that both integrated self-analytic approach therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy were significantly effective in improving ego strength and reducing emotion regulation difficulties. These effects were sustained at the follow-up stage, and the effectiveness of the two approaches was identical.